Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Eino Mitzkavein in Psik Reisha, and we presented two possible mahalchim to understand why Eino Mitzkavein is okay. One is because there's no kavana, and Mimeila is Psik Reisha, it's like there is kavana. And the other mahalach was that the lack of kavana means that it's not his maisa. But we asked a number of kashas, and now we get to the Biur Inyan, that in every maisa there are two inyanim. One is the etzim hamaisa, and then the other one is the asiya. This is all the mahalach of Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal. And the other aspect of a maisa is asiyas hamaisa mitzad hagavra legabe hatotsa, the act of this person with regard to the outcome. There's the act itself, and then there's the outcome of the act that relates to the person. So according to that, that's what he explains in the Sefer Shiur Yuna Talmud and Ksubis and Shir Gimel. So according to this, it would appear that the Din Miskavein is also an inyan of Asiyas HaMaisa, that if a person is Miskavein to the Tachlis of the Maisa, then it's Munach BaMaisa Asiya Misuyemes Legabe Atachlis, then in the actual act is also licked, is placed, is munach, the tachlis. A mashal, if a person throws a stone and the window is broken, if he had kavana to break the window, in this maisa was also an asiya that the window should be broken. But if he didn't have kavana that the window should be broken, so the zrika, there was a mice of zrika, that yes. But there's no asiya misuyamis legabi shviras hachalom, because that wasn't his intention. The totsa wasn't his intention, the outcome. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that davar shena miskavein is aser, holds that you don't need this kavana of the totsa. And therefore, if the person does a maisa, and he doesn't want the totsa, not interested in the totsa, it's davar shena miskavein, he drags a bench and it makes a ditch. So the halacha is that it's still aser. You don't need, he intended to do the maisa, he just didn't intend for the outcome. And you don't need for him to intend the outcome. And based on this, we can understand, we brought in the previous shiur, that according to Abaye, if it's lo efsher v'kamachavein, if it's a person can't avoid doing this maisa, which is going to bring him forbidden hana, but he has kavana to do the maisa, according to Rabbi Shimon it's aser, and according to Rabbi Yehuda it's mutter. And the reason is because according to Rabbi Shimon, even though it's lo efsher, and in the halicha toward to this hana, there is not a maisa with regard to taking the hana, because it's low efsher, like we said, just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's low efsher, there's no mice, so it's according to Rabbi Shimon. Nevertheless, if he's mechavein, then there is an asiya legabe lekicha sahana. So on one hand, you can say that in his halicha there's a maisa legabe lekicha sahana, because it's low efsher. But the hana creates this maisa legabe lekichas hana. Since he has kavana to get the hana, memela it's like he did a maisa to get the hana, even though the etzem maisa you can say is not a maisa because it's a low efsher. It's not his fault, he had to go. But self calls self, the fact that he had kavana to get the hana, that makes it an asiya misuyemes legabe lekichas hana. That creates the asiya. That's all according to Reb Shimon, who holds that there's a din of asiya misuyemes shel kavana, that a person has kavana for the totsa. But according to Reb Yehuda, who argues, and he holds that there's no such thing as asiya misuyemes of kavana, and because of this, kevin de lo efsher, since it's impossible, he can't avoid it, and it's not munach in his halicha, ein maisa legabe lekichas hana. We therefore say that it's mutter. So according to Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even hold of this, that there is such a thing in the Torah as an asiya misuyemet shel kavana. That this asiya for the tachlis makes a kavana, that when a person throws a rock and he intends to break the window, so we say that it's munach in his throwing of the rock, the breaking of the window. Yehuda doesn't hold of that. That's only Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that there, you can have the kavana makes an asiyah legabe the tachlis. So if a person has kavana for the tachlis, it's like he did this tachlis. It's like he did this totsah, this outcome. So by having kavana for the hana, so he created this outcome of hana memeila tzaser. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go race that. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that. So memeila, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's low efshir, even if he's mechaven, doesn't matter, because the low efshir means that he didn't. There's no. He had to go, so he can't be guilty for going. It's low efshir. He had kavana, so he achieved the totsah. This kavana should mean that there's an asiyah legabe the totsah of having hana. And the answer is Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that there's such a thing as munach b'maisa asiyah misuyamis legabe hatachlis. That if he does Maisa A, which is going to bring a tachlis of B, it's Munach and Maisa A also B. A kavana for Maisa B. No. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he did Maisa A. If Maisa A is Usser, it's Usser. But if it's not, like it isn't here because there's no B, there's low Efsher, and the male is no B, he's not guilty for the kavana. That's all of Fishita Sabaye. But Rava argues, and Rava holds, like we read, Lashana Hakadosha by Gemore, Zakhtar Ove, Adkan loy kamer Rabbi Yehuda Shena Miskavin ki Miskavin el Chumra Avo Miskavin Shena Miskavin Lekula lo. Then when did Rabbi Yehuda say that Eno Miskavin is ki Miskavin only Lechumra? The Rabbi Yehuda holds either way you're chai, whether he had kavana for an Isser on Shabbos or not. Dover Shena Miskavin Zosser. So he doesn't care about the kavana, but that's only lechumra. That you're machwan, even if he doesn't have kavana, it's still going to be aser. But miskavin, she'ain miskavin lekula. But if you want to say that, if you say that she'ain miskavin is kemiskavin, that not having kavana is like having kavana lechumra gevaldik, ain miskavin is like having kavana. But when it comes to miskavin, k'she'ain miskavin lekula, that if he had kavana, it's like he didn't have kavana, and you want to be makel that way, no, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that. Why? Because also Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Zakt Rava, that there's an inyan of Tosefus Asiya Mesuyemes Shel Kavana. He just holds that even without that, a person's going to be Mischayev. And that's Ein Miskavin Ke Miskavin L'Chumra. But Miskavin Ke Ein Miskavin L'Kula, he didn't say. That even though it's low Efsher, so since it's low Efsher, you can't say that he's guilty, he had to go. Nevertheless, the moment he has Kavana, it's munach and asiyah misuyemes legabe lekichas hana. So this kavana that he wants to have, this kavana that he has to get hana, that is considered an asiyah legabe lekichas hana. So just like Bai held according to Reb Shimon, that there's such a thing in the Torah as munach b'maisa asiyah misuyemes legabe atachlis, that in maisa A there's it's also munach maisa B. If he has kavana, for Maisa for B to happen, so too, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if he Maisa A here, he's not guilty for A, he's not guilty for the going, because it's low Efsher. But since he has Kavana, so that means that it's considered an Asiyah, like Abed the Tachlis, and it's Aser. So that is the machlokas between Abai and Rava and the Sugya and Meseches Psachim. So according to this, Yesh Lachkor Begeder Shel Psik Reisha. Is it because, since by doing the first malacha, Bevadai the second malacha is also going to be done, and therefore Selikt in that Munach, it's already incorporated into the first malacha, the asiya of the second malacha, and since with regard to the malacha rishona, there's an asiya of kavana, memela the malacha shnia, there's also going to be an asiya of kavana. Or do we say no? That the gather of psik reisha is that since it's munach b'maisa zeh shebevaday yase gamas hamalacha shnia. So since if you do A, B is going to happen. So memela, when you did A, it's like you did A and B at the same time. Because of this, since this Maisa was done with Kavana, Mitzad HaMalacha Rishona, that he has Kavana for, Memela, he also has Kavana for the second Maisa. In other words, is the Pshat that they're two different Maisim, but by doing the first Malacha, which he has Kavana to do, the second one's automatically going to be done. So therefore, it's munach in the first maisa, the second maisa also. Kavana for the first maisa means he has kavana for the second maisa. Or do we say that it's like these two malachas were done in one maisa, since it's automatically going to happen? The Aruch writes, Moide Rabbi Shimon psik reisha v'lo yamos perish. Misha chatach roisha shel chai. Hakol yoidim ki v'chatichas roisha yamos. V'imamar eini miskaven l'misasoi el lohoitzi menu dam l'dover l'dvar tzorech ein mamish b'dvarav. Ela harei ki miskaven le'hamisoi. It's like he had kavana to kill him. You can't say, I just want blood. No. It's like he had a kavana to kill him. It's mavur lehedya medivrei aruch. That psik reisha is considered miskaven. V'hainu ke'atzad arishan. Shenechshav sheyesh asiya misuyemet shel kavana gam ala ma'aseh hasheni. So kavana for ma'aseh A is like kavana for ma'aseh B, since Maisa B is automatically going to happen, right? Kimiskavein lahamiso. Therefore, it's considered kimiskavein, because it's automatically going to happen. If you say the second way, that since it's automatically going to happen, it's like he did, not that he had kavana for the second Maisa, but that it's like he did the two Maisim go together, it's like one Maisa, then why does he say it's kimiskavein? No, it's no kimiskaven. He just did the maisa. It's not like he was miskai. He didn't have kavana for the second maisa. But the fact that it's a psik reisha makes his kavana for the first maisa. Since it's a psik reisha, the second maisa is considered one maisa with the first maisa. But not that he had kavana for it. He doesn't have kavana for the second maisa. He doesn't have kavana to kill the chicken. He just has kavana to chop off his head. Now, since the chopping off his head is automatically going to result in the chicken dying, so memela, the kavana, the maisa of cutting off his head, is a maisa of not only cutting off his head, but also killing him. So that makes it one maisa, not the other kavana. He didn't have kavana to have to kill him. He's had kavana to cut off his head, but since it's automatically happened, he dies. So that means that when he did the mice of cutting off his head, that means he also did the mice of killing him, but he didn't of killing the chicken, but Not that he had kavana for killing, according to the first mahalach, Chotka had kavana, since the first maisa requires, since he had kavana for the first maisa, and the second maisa automatically happened, he had kavana for both maisa. Even though it's two separate maisa, he had kavana for both. Abazoi, it's kemiskavim, the maisa sheni, and that's the lashon of the aruch. So we're gonna choose one. So the two mahalchim, the two ways of understanding the psikresh, we'll choose the first way. V'nira lefizeh, that the aruch, who brings a raya l'shitas of psikresh lo nichle is mutter, from the Gemara we brought that if somebody is plucks endives from his friend's land, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because he doesn't have kavana to be miyapa the karka. So therefore, the shear isn't going to be a kol shehu. Because he doesn't have kavana, as we discussed, we learned this Gemara in the previous shear. So we understand why. He's l'shitaso to bring this Gemara as a raya. That's lo nichalei is mutter. That psik reshid lo nichalei is mutter. Because since the aruch holds it together of psik reshid lo nichalei, since the aruch holds it together of psik resha, is that by doing maisa a, it's also like he's having kavana for maisa b. It's kemiskavein. Memela, we can't say that the geder of not being chayev ba'ar de chavrei is that it's considered a psik resha, but he's just not chayev because lo nichale. It can't be. Because if it's considered a psik resha, and there is considered an asiyah misuyemis of kavana on the second part also, on the improving the land part, what does it help that it's not nichale? Because it's pashut that if a person has kavana to be miyapa the karka of his friend, he's chayev even if it's lo nichale. So if we say, we can't say that it's considered that the reason he's not chayev bar de chavrei, because even though it's considered a psik resha, but since it's lo nichale, he's off the hook. It can't be. Because since it's considered kavana, what does it matter whether it's nichale or not? When you do an, and when a person does an isra shabbos be kavana, it doesn't matter whether it's nichale or not. So here also is a psik resha lo nichale, if you say that really it's not a psik resha. That really, excuse me, it is a psik resha. But since it's lo nichale, he's off the hook, it can't be. Because the gather of psik resha is like you're miskaving to the outcome. So if you say that it's a psik resha and he's miskaving to the outcome, lo nichale is not going to help us. Because lo nichale doesn't help us when he has explicit kavanah, meaning lo nichale is also not going to help us when it's a psik resha. And he doesn't have explicit kavana because it's like he had kavana, and it was like he had kavana. It doesn't matter whether you want it to happen or not. So ba'al korchach, it's muchrach that the gather is, you know why you're not chayv in your friend's land? It's because it's pashut not considered a psik resha. It's not considered a psik resha because b'psik resha munach ba'asiyah rishayna gam hashniya. When do we say about a psik resha that an A is also munach kavana for B only when it's nichale that he did B? Then it's munach in A and maisa A, the outcome, the tachlis of B, since he wants B. But ba'ara di chavrei, but if it's his friend's land, the loy nichale b'shnia, he's not interested in the second outcome, he's not interested in B. So, it's not munach ba'asiyah rishayna the tachlis hashniyah. And since if it's not nichale, it's not considered a psik resha. Memela, it's eno miskavein, and it's mutter like any other eno miskavein. So again, if you hold that pshat in the Gemara is that it is a psik resha, but hey, it It's cool because lo nichale, and that's what's matir. Can't be, because when it's a psik resha, it's like you had kavana for the outcome. Maya azorlanu if you had kavana for maya azorlanu if it's lo nichale, if you had kavana for the outcome. If a person has kavana to light a match and the match is kindled and he says no, but it's lo nichale, doesn't help. So you're also, you had kavana that the malacha should be done. As maya azorlanu that lo nichale. So it must be pshat that the lo nichale means that it's not a psicha or psik resha. When is it considered a psik resha? When do we say that when he does A, he also has kavana for B? That's only when it's nichale. But when it's not nichale, we say that it's b'chal not a psik resha. We can't say it's that he has, and if you don't say it's a psik resha, you can't say that he has kavana for B. So it's not munach in doing maisa A, outcome B. B'chal not considered a psik resha. And if it's not a psik resha, it's a regular case of enom miskaven, and it's mutter. And that's the Aruch's Raya from this Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lotzricha de ka'avid ba'ar de chavrei." You know why it's mutter? Because it's not a psik resha. The Gemara asks, "Ah, psik resha lo yamus is aser." The Gemara says, "No, the ka'avid ba'ar de chavrei. He did this mice of plucking the endives in his friend's land, which means that it's he's not interested. And if he's not interested, it's b'chal not a psik resha. If it's not a psik resha, it doesn't have kavana for the malacha, and the memel is like any other enom miskaven. That's all shitas aruch." So according to him, it's mutter even derabban on this psik resha lo nichale. Abal harosh shedachat rayat aruch. He holds like the second sad together psik resha. What's the second sad? Not that it's pshat that psik resha is kavana, but rather that when you do maisa A, and automatically it's going to be maisa B. Just like you did Maisa and Maisa B together, it's Maisa Echad. If he intended to do A, he also intended to do B, all in one. So he didn't have Kavana for B, but the Maisa of B is connected to A. So Meili, he also gets the hit on B. The fizeh, we can't say that pshat in the Gemara is that when he's not chayv bar de chavrei, it's because lo nichale isn't considered a psik resha. Since the geder of psik resha is that it's a maisa echad, even below nichale, it's a maisa echad. What does it matter whether it's nichale or not? It's a matter of kavana. You can say I'm not having kavana means not a psik resha, but if it's lo nichale, you could say it's not a psik resha. But if it's pshat that it's one maisa, because B is going to happen automatically when he does A, how's lo nichale going to help him? So it's pashat that it's a psik resha. So then, why does the Gemara say he's cool? Because the answer is, as we explained in the previous shir, that even though einachinami it's a psik resha, because when he did the maisa of A, he also did the maisa of B. Therefore, he didn't have kavana for B; he had kavana for A. But now we're mitzarif that B is also going to happen. So it's like he had kavana for so it's like he did A and B together. So having kavana for A also counts for B. Sena chinami, it's a psik resha, and he didn't have era. The only thing is, he's not going to be chayv achatas. In order to be chayv achatas, you need nichale. So according to this, psik resha lo nichale is be'emes considered a psik resha. Just doesn't isn't mechayev of him, and therefore the Rosh says it's no raya from the Aruch. What do you bring a raya that psik resha lo nichale is mutter? The Gemara doesn't mean that it's mutter. The Gemara just means that there's no chiyuv chatas. It's a proper malacha, just no chiyuv chatas. It's like malacha shen etzricha legufa, person's pater. But it's still aser, because the etzem malacha is still a malacha. Just it's not tzricha legufa. Without getting into the gedarim of that. So since it's not tzricha legufa, he's not going to be chayiv. Here also by psik reisha. Since it's not nichale, you're right. Vochaser be'etzem hamalacha, mamela it's going to be aser. But since ein tzricha, he doesn't need it, he doesn't want it, he's not going to be chayiv. So this is very tief. Rabbi Abba Berman's Torah is very tief. So I hope that we successfully and correctly transmitted it, and we give ourselves a bracha that we should be zeche lilmod ulamed lishmor velasos ulekaim is called divrei salma torasa biyahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friend.